It was not the source of the founding of the town. It's something that came, you know, later on, but I have some pictures of the employees that are real interesting. A lot of old-timers on there that, you know, and it's a big picture. It's a lot of people.
Oh, neat. You know,
like 200.
How'd you come by that? Was it?
Well, my grandmother worked there, and a lot of my friends' folks worked there, you know.
That's
picture I'm talking about has my grandmother in it.
Oh,
so
wow.
Has my uncle.
Wow.
My one uncle. Some of his buddies who were my daddy's buddies. You know. Wow. And it was, they didn't pay much, but it was a job better than farming. To them.
Right. So then when it went, was there just a lot of people out of work when it went out of business, or did the people find jobs pretty quickly?
Well, no, I don't. By the time it went out of business, it was more a loss for the owners than it was the employees, because employment opportunities had changed so much, you know. You as a matter of attrition, it was hard to find people locally that would work for what they had to pay in order for them to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the movement overseas had begun then. To sewing operations.
Does your family have any Civil War stories? Like, were you kin to any of the people that shipped north for working in that?
Well, my great grandfather was in probably the car ahead of the women.
Oh,
on that train, yeah.
So he was actually part of that.
Well, he had he was captured at Champions Hill, just out of Vicksburg, Mississippi, and involved in a prisoner exchange.
Mm.
It's my understanding, I don't know all about this, but there was a big controversy about if you were an exchange prisoner, you had to have certain papers on you if you were captured again, or they could summarily shoot you. Okay? Both sides now. This is not a one-way deal.
Okay.
This worked both ways.
Okay.
So,
I'm always suspicious here about unfairness.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of that. But, he gets back with his unit, to Chattanooga, or just south of Chattanooga, Missionary Ridge, and, there was a lot of people that he included that, they couldn't get their papers, and supposedly, Jefferson Davis made a trip up there to, you know, try to get it sorted out. But anyway, whether it was that reason or for whatever reason, he said to hell with this, and he came back to Roswell.
Wow.
And he had his home on the river. He had like 3 children. And slept on an island in the river every night, because that's the only time they had to look for people who had left.
Mm.
I don't know if it's true or how true it is, but supposedly only he was a little late going to his island one night, and he was going down the road and was confronted by some Confederate soldiers who were looking for him and asked him if he knew where David lived. And he said, yes, he lives right up here. He said, have you seen him lately? No, I haven't seen him. He's supposed to be off in the war. And they said, thank you, and rode on off. Of course, they didn't have pictures of anybody. I mean, how are you going to tell?
Yeah.
Who are you looking for? So
he kept his cool.
Yeah, kept his cool, went on to the island. But when Sherman captured Atlanta, he took him in.